It's been a long, hard pre-season for the Warriors squad. Experienced fly half Andy Goode has spent a few summer days working on fitness for the new campaign over the years, but he said this was in a different class.
I think we started back in early June. It's been that long now that I can't really remember. But it's the longest one I've done, but it's really well organised. Fitness has been great. Strength and conditioning has been fantastic as well. So possibly in the best shape I've been in for a long time. So pretty happy. And guys are training really hard and, we're just itching to play rugby now.
One quarter of the year then has been taken up with pre-season, and the big challenge surely would have been to keep things interesting for the squad. Head coach Richard Hill says the new coaching staff means this has not been an issue.
I find that there's so much new stuff to give to the players, we haven't got time to do it all. I'm just trying to sift out what we can give to the players rather than giving them a whole lot of new stuff. It's me actually a question of limiting what we do and just building on it. So there's lots of new ideas and innovative ideas to give to the players throughout the course of the season, but there's not been a dull moment in this pre-season, I can assure you.
There have been changes to the playing staff, of course. No Miles Benjamin and Marcel Garvey, for example, burning up the wings this season. But among those looking to replace their weight of tries is David Lemmy.
It's not just a one-man game, you know, just a 15-man game. So just what my goal for this season is just like train hard, you know, stay fit and both mental and physically, and then hopefully I can help my team out.
Paul Hodgson will add both experience and options at nine, while Dean Schofield has clearly made an impression with the management. Not only is he among the new arrivals, but he's also the new club captain.
It was an honour to be asked to be captain this side this season off Richard. So I'd love to take this club forward if he thinks that's, you know, the right thing to do for the club. And we had a talk about it, and yeah, I'm really excited and looking forward to getting on the pitch with these guys.
Bath then will be first up at Six Ways, and Richard Hill is determined his side will have much more of a cutting edge in attack this season.
I've got the confidence that we will see a better attacking team from Worcester. But at the same time, of course, we must not lose our defence, because we built our position in the table last year around our defence. So we mustn't forget that. We've got to have equal enthusiasm for the defence as we do for the attack. And if we can get that balance right, then I hope the people that come here will be entertained and see some lovely tries from some very talented players.
Ask anyone at Six Ways and they'll tell you it's all about setting the tone early on. But Dean Schofield knows Bath will also see this as a good opportunity for them to get off to a winning start.
We know Bath will arrive here, you know, full of enthusiasm as we are. Great squad, you know, real good team. But we've got home game. You know, we've got the advantage of kicking the season off at home, so we've got to take advantage of it.